Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County conservation naturalist Pam Holtz about the totality eclipse happening on August 21st.
Primarily, we are going to focus on the solar eclipse, which will be happening on August 21st. There's going to be a totality, which is really rare, especially to have it in our own backyard, which is a big, huge deal if you're in the path of totality. Iowa is not. So one of the reasons that I'm doing it this Saturday is to give people the details and information so if they wanted to travel on the 21st, like I am, to see the totality. Otherwise, here in Iowa, we're going to be seeing 95% totality. And everything I've read online says, you know, if you can see total, go see it. But the library is having some wonderful programs on the day of the eclipse if you're not able to travel.
And I recall reading that this eclipse, it can, you know, be seen from coast to coast here in America, but where will it be at 100% totality?
Fortunately, or unfortunately, depending on how much you like to travel, Missouri is within that band. It's a 70-mile band that crosses the United States. So heading 4 hours south. So, you know, if you plan on 8 hours, you can make the trip in a day, which is what, you know, my family and I are doing. That's the closest part to Iowa, is just to head straight south to Missouri. And there are people that, believe it or not, travel all over the world, and they spend thousands of dollars traveling to very remote locations just to see this. So I'm kind of excited about it. The next one won't be until 2024, which will be further away in Missouri, but will go right through New York City. So that should make things interesting in a little less than 10 years. We'll also talk about how the movement caused the eclipses, what makes, you know, the different types of eclipses, and the Perseid meteor shower will be peaking Saturday evening, or set overnight Saturday, which is sometimes is pretty interesting and easy to watch.
And have you witnessed an eclipse before?
I witnessed solar eclipses, but not a totality before, just an annular, which is when there's a ring left around the sun. It's not a full eclipse. And then I've witnessed several lunar eclipses.
The Perseid meteor shower, how often does that occur?
That occurs every year. I've done programs before in the past during the shower itself where come out viewing. This year is not the best viewing because the moon is going to have a lot of light because the moon just finished being full, and that's going to block, it's going to wash out some of the stars. The best time, of course, to see the Perseids is in a new moon when there's no light blocking it. But even then, the Perseid is one of the most popular meteor showers because it's during the warm months. There's the Geminids, which occur in December, which can be very beautiful, but it's cold. And then it's also, you know, if you get the moon right, you know, there's usually several of them a minute.
And this occurs near the where the Perseus constellation is located?
Well, they appear to, from our perspective, they appear to head from the Perseus constellation, but you can look anywhere in the sky if you don't know where Perseus, which is basically northeast. You can look anywhere in the sky and you're going to see them. So you don't necessarily have to know where it is. That's just how they gave it the name, but you should see them across the whole sky.
What is it that causes the totality eclipse like the one that we're going to have?
It is the moon passing in front of the sun. And what makes it, the way that it makes it work is that even though the sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, but the moon is 400 times closer. So because of that, the moon is able to totally block the sun. So it's kind of interesting how the math all worked out in that case. So that's how we have totality.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County conservation naturalist Pam Holtz. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.